The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Back here on A Numbers Game, I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Gil Alexander here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can always hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live. And as a nod to Gil, I will update you on the French Open scores right now as Carlos Alcaraz, after dropping the first set to Lorenzo Musetti, wins the second set, wins the third set, and is well on his way to a final there at Roland Garros. But without further ado, it's a Friday, and that means it's a Fezzik Friday.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Steve Fezzik joins me here in studio, multiple time contest winner here on A Numbers Game. I mean, I'm not Gil, but I mean, we've done enough shows together, Fez, that this will work out today, right?
I would certainly hope so, but the pressure, the beads of perspiration are coming off of me with the sudden pressure inducing. This is going to be great.
All right. Well, we'll make it as great as we can as we're talking about the NBA Finals. And last night, another historic comeback for the Indiana Pacers. And now we see this prototypical zigzag in the market, right? The Thunder lose game one as 9 to 9.5 point favorites, now listed as 11 point favorites for game number two. What was your first reaction when you saw that line?
So it was exactly what I expected, because the zigzag has been so strong, and we've spoken about this. Everyone knows about it now. Yeah. By the way, it hasn't been that strong the last 5 years, but this year, you're printing money, so of course the tax is going to be tremendous. A ridiculous analogy. The Indiana Pacers, they're like the 1980s wrestler, the Honky Tonk Man. Flashy, some talents, world champion, no way. But yet somehow he held the Intercontinental belt for over a year and a half.
The Intercontinental belt only fought within one continent. The Thunder, speaking of the tax, Fez, -8 for the first half. They're 11-point favorites for the game. 8-point favorites for the first half.
No hurry. If you like the other side, wait for a +8.5.
Well, explain that. How do you think this moves?
Oh, I think the public is going to obviously... Well, you know, sometimes it's not obvious who the public's going to bet, but the pros are all going to bet Oklahoma City first half because of the zigzag. I think the public will bet it also. The public doesn't bet until the last couple hours before the game starts. So oftentimes I call this the good story. If there's a good story, and there's a really good story to bet Oklahoma City first quarter, first half, well, people like, don't be a square ball and bet what everyone's betting. No, it's perfectly fine to be Squaresville. Just bet it before everyone else bets it and before the tax just gets out of control, which it probably will right before post on both those bets.
Well, if all you did was bet the team that lost the previous game to cover the spread in the next game in this postseason, 42-22-1 ATS. That's 65.6% ATS. And looking at the first halves, they're outscoring their opponents by little over 2 points in the first quarter, by 1 point in the second quarter. So that's a 3-point first half margin. Not strong enough for me to just base it on the zigzag, but I'm not sure if you heard my opening earlier here on the program. The strong trend for me has been the first quarters when these home favorites lose game number one. In this playoffs, we've had 7 times where the home teams have lost game number one. In game number two, those home teams are dominating the first quarter on average 31-17. And in this particular series, if we just look at these three teams, Pacers did it twice against the Cavs and against the Knicks. Scored 15 points in the first quarter in game two against the Cavs, got dominated. Scored 24 in the first quarter against the Knicks, still went under their team total and lost that first quarter. And the Thunder, the 45-21 rout over the Nuggets in game number two. So I lean first quarter as the strongest aspect of this zigzag trend.
And what I love about this is when you're breaking it down, that 31-17 disparity. So where's all this coming from? It's the defense of the home team. Mm. They put the clamps down and the coach screams at them. And it's like, look, we have to go ahead and shut this team down. And we saw that already in the first half. All those turnovers by Indiana. Oklahoma City is an underrated defensive team. they are one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. And now, especially at home with ultra motivation, I think, you know, playing the Pacers first quarter under is an outstanding wager also.
All right. Well, you and I talked before this series, and we're talking to pro bettor Steve Fezzik. It's Fezzik Fridays here on A Numbers Game. I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Gil Alexander. We talked before the series, and we talked about all the ways that you could bet the Oklahoma City Thunder, right? They were minus 700, minus 650 to win the series. You're not going to make that bet, although some people would, but you're not going to make that bet more times than not. Instead, you can get creative, do the series price, the markets, minus a game and a half, or maybe the double result, which is a loser now, but Thunder to win game one and then win the series.
Full disclosure, I love the double result. Oklahoma City to win game one and to win the series, and it was minus 275. Yeah. Incredibly cheap. You know what? Minus 275s lose sometimes.
Of course. Well, speaking to that end, now the Thunder are minus 300 to win the series. And shop around, because you might find a little bit shorter than minus 300 to win the series. Are the Thunder at this price a good bet now?
Yes. I think it's time to jump in. They're going to win game two. When I say they're going to win, obviously, Purdue lost as a number one seed.
We know.
Famously,
we
two
know.
Years ago.
You know.
Yeah. My bankroll is still feeling it. But probably Oklahoma City wins the game 88% of the time or something along those lines. So one thing, when you're betting these series prices, though, here's where, you know, we talk about places like ProfitX that have come on and Sporttrade, these betting exchanges. I love the betting exchanges. Why? Because the traditional books, they want to keep holding 4.5%. So they deal like minus 340 plus 280 for the bid and the ask. And there's like a 60 cent or bigger disparity between the two teams. But on the betting exchange, boom, you'll see like a minus 318 and a plus 316. I mean, literally, because it's better to better, peer-to-peer, they shorten that straddle from 60 cents oftentimes to 3 cents. Got to look towards betting exchanges when you play those.
So it's a good idea. Try to find, obviously, the best price that you can if you want to lay on the Oklahoma City Thunder. But let's look at it from the other perspective, okay? Because I don't want to just make this about how, oh, the Thunder were the better team. They lost game one historical fashion because I made that mistake in the Knicks series. The Knicks lose game one in historical fashion. I'm still talking about how the Knicks can come back and win the series.
Not sure the Knicks are the better team, though. I think Indiana's the better team.
The market told us before the series started that the Knicks were the better team.
Well, they were minus 150, and they had home field advantage. So it's very close.
Sure.
Yeah.
But even...
You're right. I agree.
The market told us something.
Yes.
The market's clearly telling us something here about the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I don't think anybody's going to deny how good the Oklahoma City Thunder are compared to the Indiana Pacers. But let's not make this all about the Thunder. Let's make this about the Pacers now. How can we attack this series or just game number two, let's say, backing the Pacers now? Up one game to none. Looking at what they did in multiple times in this postseason and come from behind fashion, how do we make profit now looking to back the Pacers?
I think they have been so resilient off a loss. So let's go ahead and wait for them to lose game two, and then maybe we invest in them game three. Or let's just off of any loss, I think the Pacers, that crew has been so good bouncing back, and it gets in your head and they just become comfortable with it. As an example, my goodness, I've gotten old, Scott. So like when NC State did their historic run in the ACC tournament and then won it all in March Madness, when they got down 8 points, it was like, it's okay. We've been here so many times, and the team just starts believing more and more.
Sure. And obviously coaching has a lot to do with it. We can talk about Jim Valvano, but here in the NBA Finals, this was the first 15-point fourth quarter comeback since the 2011 NBA Finals, also coached by Rick Carlisle, the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So Carlisle certainly knows how to coach a team trailing against a much heavier favored opponent here. Back then it was the Heat. Now it is the Oklahoma City Thunder. What about the idea, since we love the Thunder early on in this game, we talk about the first quarter bets, first half bets. What about playing the Thunder early, but the Pacers late? Because you could have done that in game number one and made a tremendous profit.
Sure. Both teams are incredibly deep. So you know, no real advantage there. I don't know. I really have the feeling that this is the game. Indiana did what they wanted to do. I get it. They beat Cleveland twice, you know, so I could see Oklahoma City just boat racing them. But the tax is too high. And notice what I love about this segment. We're talking about all these type of bets that we can make. We haven't even gotten to the 11-point spread because it's like, it's a great spot for Oklahoma City, and sure, the line's too high.
Yeah.
You know what? 90% of the time, if you have to lay minus 110, the correct answer is no bet, no edge. And all for the next 2 days, You'll hear every NBA expert, and they will either like Oklahoma City minus 11 or like the Pacers plus 11. And that's why Derek Stevens keeps putting up these beautiful hotels that we can hang out at.
Well, another way to attack this finals has been the awards market, which I found no value in whatsoever prior to the series beginning, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP, to win finals MVP was just as high as the Thunder series price. He was over minus 600. Well, now with the Thunder losing game number one and the market dropping down on the Thunder, you can get Shai at minus 280. Again, shop around. You might be able to find shorter odds. Would you like betting Shai to win the MVP?
You know, I apologize. Was his stat line good last
38
night?
38 points.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
38's good. Yes.
Yes, his stat line was pretty good in game number one. 30, yes. And his point prop just keeps going up. I remember I saw before the series started that you could have gotten to average 30 points per game in the NBA Finals. Like, this was a legit market you could have bet into. To average 30 points per game, Shai was minus 500.
Minus 500.
To average 30 points per game in the NBA Finals.
Oh, well.
He scored 38 in game number one. And he only shot 8 free throws.
He's going to be the MVP when Oklahoma City, if Oklahoma City wins. I like it. I endorse it.
Big if. He is pro bettor Steve Fezzik, multi-time contest winner here on A Numbers Game. I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Gil Alexander. Coming up next, we're going to get to some other sports, some other best bet angles from Steve Fezzik. I know you have a baseball win total you want to get to.
Season win totals.
I want you to explain why there's value in betting those now.
Yes.
Where we are here in early June when it comes to Major League Baseball win totals. Once again, he's Steve Fezzik. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's A Numbers Game here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, if you want to bet smarter this football season, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a full year for just $199 plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum, a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. Sign up now and get instant access to a daily email with the best bets from hosts and their guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus our 2025-26 NFL betting guide coming out July 1st. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Use promo code BOOK to sign up now. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Promo code BOOK. I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Gil Alexander. It's A Numbers Game here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, joined in studio by pro bettor and multiple time contest winner Steve Fezzik. And as a nod to Gil Alexander, as I get a tweet from Chris Heath, who tweets at me, he said, I have to do this, filling in for Gil. We got tweets. Read some tweets in regards to the NBA Finals. Jake tweeting in, the most dominant team in history, but somehow always lose when I bet them. I guess a bad loss on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Golden Nugget tweets at me, not the Golden Nugget, but just a Golden Nugget on Twitter, tweets at me a ticket from one of the local casinos here from last night, Pacers second half money line. Nice cash there. Good job out of you.
How about the Pacers team total, 110.5? Anyone who had under 110.5, you know what? Never bet again.
Maybe take
this afternoon off.
Justin tweeting at me, giving some shout out for the Oklahoma City first half banger. Yes, that was a good read on the Oklahoma City Thunder first half, and hopefully another good read on the Oklahoma City first quarter in game number two. Keep those tweets coming in at Scott's On Air, at VSIN Live. I did that promo read for football season, Fez, which I know we're going to get into football, obviously, throughout the next month or so. We're preparing for the upcoming football season, but right now, not NFL, CFL action. Why is this the right time to be making money on the Canadian Football League?
Because the market is so much less efficient in the CFL than the NFL. By example, like the second that the Steelers signed Rodgers, right? Immediately everyone's trying to analyze, Is this good for the Steelers? I think so. I'm not 100% sure, you know, what's going on with the season win number, what's going on with week one. Bottom line, there it basically was baked into the marketplace.
Of course. Yeah, there was no change. Yeah.
So there was really no appreciable change. But in the CFL, heck, you can have a quarterback change. You can have a coach die. It's like, I hope that doesn't happen.
We hope that doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah. But you get my point. And the lines move more, but they move slower also. So it's not unusual. CFL game, you can have an 8-point favorite that closes a 5.5-point favorite. How often does that happen in the NFL? Not often.
How much are you betting this on like a daily basis, or are you looking like, are you betting earlier in the week for CFL or closer to game time? Like, how are you betting the CFL?
Yeah, I tried to bet early. I've got a buddy. He goes by the 8 of clubs, Scott. Do you know why he's the 8 of clubs? It's the least descript card in the deck. He wants to stay under the radar. The 8 of clubs. No one will ever remember the 8 of clubs. Sorry, Leon. That's his name. So his cover is blown. But he always tells me who he likes. I am the great aggregator when it comes to the CFL. I don't know what continent they play the games on. I just know I make money with my intercontinental bets, with what my experts tell me to do.
All right. Well, taking a look, we can take a look at the CFL markets for sure. We do have a game tonight. How about that? Toronto against Montreal. We have a game in the Canadian Football League. You know, they actually get running starts in the, you know, when they run up.
Oh, I'm familiar. My favorite is at the end of the game when a team needs a rouge of 1 point to win and they punt the ball or they miss a field goal. It goes in the end zone and the other team, I don't know the rules, fields it. They can't run it back to the zero. They're about to lose. So they kick it back. Yeah.
The 1 point rouge, the ultimate, whatever. It's Canadian football. Toronto against Montreal tonight. Montreal, the Alouettes, 5.5-point favorites, total of 48.5 if you want to bet the Canadian Football League. Well, Fez, we bet a lot of Major League Baseball, and we have an interesting situation coming up on the Major League Baseball schedule for tonight. The Colorado Rockies have won 3 straight games. They swept the Miami Marlins, and now they return home to face off against the New York Mets, the red-hot New York Mets, as you would say. Even though they lost to the Dodgers, they still won a couple of games and looked pretty good in that series. The Mets are north of $3 favorites over the Rockies tonight in Colorado. Now, we've been talking about the Rockies all baseball season, about how if you're going to bet against them, you just bet on the opposing team's run line, because the majority of the losses for the Rockies are all by 2 or more runs. You have to lay -192 on the Mets -1.5. Will you be fading the Rockies going for their 4th straight win, or taking a nice plus money chunk to see if they pull another upset here?
Neither. So if you are going to get involved, I would say that I might get involved in some derivative markets like Mets to win, race to 3 runs first, 4 runs first. If you're going to play the Rockies, I think it'd be correlated with the under. So I would potentially parlay the home dog to the under, but I'm not really interested in like these -280 take back +246. And that's like a really small spread. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bid versus ask differential, it's not unusual for a book to deal like -320 +240. God couldn't win into that disparity.
It's amazing when we're seeing these prices that we see with the Colorado Rockies or with these big dogs. But yeah, 4 straight wins now for the Colorado Rockies, who are 6-22 at home.
Don't overreact to 3 wins against the 4th worst team in the major leagues.
But does this now jack up their in-season win totals so that we can play an alternate under on the Colorado Rockies?
That's a great point. So we've been playing, for those who haven't been following it, we've been playing, everyone but Jason Weingarten has been betting the Colorado Rockies under all year long. We bet under 59, 57, 54, 48, 45. And so, like a plane crashing to the ground, you know, trees, pull up. Well, they're at 37.5. Well, now they should I think they're probably going to be up to 39 up because they won 3 games and they should have only won 1 against Miami. So maybe we'll take another kick at the can and go under 39.5 with just yet another Rockies under. Believe me, that this is an aberration, what happened in Florida.
How much are you betting in game or in season win totals?
So Caesars is real good to me. I go there, they take 2000. So I do, that's their limit. So that's the right size for me. And so that's my typical bet. And I do have, looking ahead in the show, I do have a best bet here on an MLB season win team.
Do you find that there's value? And we'll get to that best bet coming up a little bit later on when we get to the best bets portion of the show, because I got some best bets, not just in the NBA, as we've talked about earlier, but best bets NHL Stanley Cup final tonight, game number two, also in Major League Baseball we'll take a look at. But as far as just the premise behind betting an in-season win total, we talked about how the Rockies might be coming up, the plane pulling up. When you look at these teams, what are you looking for? Are you looking for schedule? Are you looking for like who they're going to play in the next, you know, couple of weeks? I know Gil famously does the markets of most wins in the month. And he's got great bet, by the way, on the Detroit Tigers, most bets in the month of June for Gil. Gil and Kelly both have that. So he likes to look at who they're going to play. Do you look at the schedule or do you look at what their preseason win total was versus what it is now?
All of it. Okay. Number one is schedule. So by example, I'll mention a bad bet I made. Scott,
we love bad bets. That's fine.
I bet the Miami baseball team to go over 61.5. Previously, I had bet over because they were playing three against the Rockies. And I thought to myself, well, that's a guaranteed 2-1 with a chance for a sweep. That one's not working out. But getting in front of the schedule, especially if a team has like a stretch where they're playing 10 games, 20 games against average and above average teams and throwing an elite team on top of it, that is the ideal spot to like go ahead and fade that team right before a very likely bad patch.
I love that idea because, again, you can look at, I mean, one of the things that I have given out already, and I actually think that you've gotten a better price on it now, is the Tampa Bay Rays to go under their adjusted win total. Now, the Rays are playing great baseball right now. The Rays just keep winning.
A lot of home wins.
A lot of home wins is the key. Because of the Rays playing outdoors at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Major League Baseball front-loaded their schedule. They gave them early home games. They've played the most home games in all of baseball. But that means that 60 of their last 100 games about, it's like 60 of their last 90-somewhat games, are on the road. That's a team I want to fade in the second half of the season.
And it's not just that you got the road disadvantage. It's the cumulative disadvantage of the travel, the Warren Sharp stuff. You know, you have so many road trips that even when you finally go home, it's like, hey, yeah, I haven't seen the family like in 10 days. Maybe I should like go and do something with them instead of like, you know, watching film, you know, conditioning, stuff like that.
Yeah, but schedule plays a lot into this. So you can maybe wait if you do like a team to go either over or under their win total. If they have a tough stretch, wait. They'll lose a couple of games. You'll get a better number on that over. Or if they have an easy stretch, wait. They get a couple of wins. Then you can go under an adjusted season win total because these numbers are always fluctuating.
If you want to bet this, Caesars, William Hill and FanDuel all have been, you know, updating them daily. So great job. Accolades to, you know, to those folks putting that up just enough to make the market viable, not just one book.
It's a Fezzik Friday. He's Pro Better Steve Fezzik. I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Gil Alexander. Coming up next, because it's a Fezzik Friday, we got to talk Vegas. This is a numbers game here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on A Numbers Game, I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Gil Alexander here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Giving you a quick update on what's going on at the French Open. We have the second semifinal coming up between Jannik Sinner and Novak Djokovic, where Jannik Sinner is a minus 425 favorite. And so you're thinking, hey, when can I ever get Djokovic at this type of price? I don't know, but it's the market is the market for a reason. Meanwhile, Carlos Alcaraz into the final after dropping the first set to Lorenzo Musetti. He rallies and wins the next, and I believe Musetti retired in the fourth set. Once again, I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Gil Alexander. It's a Fezzik Friday, joined in studio by Pro Bettor Steve Fezzik, multiple time contest winner, whether it's Super Contest, Circa, Survivor, and all the fun stuff. He's got a jacket. He's enjoying it here, the Circa jacket.
The story behind that is that Greg Jones won Survivor, and I bought in to L.A. Jones a little bit after Thanksgiving. And, you know, Greg carried the ball down to into the red zone. Then I helped him punch it in. So, of course, they show up since I had, you know, 17% of him. They go, oh, do you want a jacket? I'm like, yeah, I want a jacket. And the guy's like, great. I need your credit card. That'll be $750. I'm like, what? I don't get. I'm like, I was pot committed. I wanted the jacket.
Sure, you want.
I bought a jacket.
Everyone wants the jacket, of course. We're gonna have plenty of time to talk contests, obviously, as we get closer and closer to the football season. But you are Mr. Vegas, Fez, and anytime you're in with Gil, you know there's a lot of conversation about deals here in Vegas, things that are going on right now as far as the calendar is concerned. So, what's been on your mind as far as the best deals right now here in Vegas?
So there, you got to be 50 plus. Okay. But the best deal.
Well, I am not.
Okay. Get a fake ID. And so what you want to do is at the South Point, they have 50% points days. All right. On Monday. And at station, they have 50% points day. Now we love like going to the, you know, Pizza Rock and some of the station's places, but both of these hotels have late night specials that already are discounted more than 50%. So you can get your steak and eggs for like $7 to $9 late at night. But guess what? If you don't want to pay $8 for your steak and eggs, boom, if you're 50 plus on Monday at South Point or Wednesday at the station casinos, you can get your steak and eggs for $4. It's a good deal.
It's early in the morning. I'm thinking about my steak and eggs already after the show. So it's steak and eggs and a nap for me coming before the betting for the games later on tonight, because I know it's going to be a late one with all the action going on. Also, here at Circa, I know you are a huge fan of everything that Derek Stevens does here at Circa. And for me, one of the best things about Circa is Stadium Swim. You've gone. I've gone. I'm going to continue to go. But you were talking to me, and every time you watch and listen to VSiN and you hear us do the promo read for the all-in package, you text me and you're like, this is incredible. We have to go to Stadium Swim.
I love the Stadium Swim. I actually love it at twilight. It's like the Rose Bowl when the sun's up and then the sun goes down, you know, beneath the beautiful, majestic mountains here, which we do have in Vegas. We have a 12,000-foot mountain, Mount Charleston. I've climbed it. It's tall. But I love that. That whole environment and this all-in package, you know, includes a day bed. We just kind of throw that in. What is this day bed? Well, the day bed like holds two or three people, and it's so much more
than that. You can get four to five, six maybe.
Yeah, not the guys.
Not laying down. Yeah,
not the guys I hang out with.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, maybe Todd Wishnev, maybe Gil will have a room. Okay, two guys. Sorry, Todd, I love you. But the. But just one perk, $100 food, $100 beverage. You're basically getting like your room almost for free.
Great point, because you can use your Bev credit. You can use your food credit. So, yeah, you get that day bed. Go to CircaLasVegas.com. You want to check that out. Do the all-in summer package, which I will be doing this summer as well.
One more. World Series Poker is going on.
Yes.
So if you like poker, even if you're not a player, it's down at used to be Bally's. It's now called Horseshoe and Paris. Mm-hmm. Just swing down. You just walk on in. If you want to see Daniel Negreanu, Kid Poker's doing great. Phil Helmuth's running around. You just want to see these guys. It's all free. You can walk around. Check out all the celebrity poker players. Hey, the quality of play I hear from my pros, like even versus 5 years ago, it's gotten so much harder to win playing poker. It's even on the tournament circuit versus what it was.
Are you playing in any events?
I'm going to play the two weakest fields that I can find. I asked, they're not going to let me play in the women's field, but I'm going to play against the old guys, the seniors and the super seniors. That's the weakest tournament of them all. The 60 plus guys. You know what? If the 60 plus guys check raise you all in, Scott, they always have it. They are not bluffing.
Do you feel that when you play in the senior event or the super senior event, you have an edge because of stamina? Because you feel like, hey, I'm younger feeling I can last a little longer than some of these guys sitting at the table for hours on end.
Well, in the super seniors, of course. But now in the seniors, all of a sudden I woke up this morning and I got old and these guys are 10 years younger than me. So maybe not so much, right?
You know, I haven't played tournament poker in years. Like, I stopped playing poker pretty much when I started picking up blackjack years ago. And I played, thanks to our friends over at Club WPT earlier this year at the Wynn at the World Poker Tour. And so I played in one of the events, and I will still just listen. I always will have this in my back pocket. Yes, I got eliminated very early, but I got eliminated after Phil Ivey. So I will always say I lasted longer in the tournament than Phil Ivey did.
Hey, and I'm really happy while we're talking. You got that. Well, you got that going for you, like Caddyshack. You got your blessed mind or whatever he was given for a tip. Phil Helmuth was talking about he doesn't like the format for the main event, and he was considering not playing. And I actually tweeted, Phil, Scotty Scheffler got arrested, and he played a tournament in Kentucky. You can certainly handle like this format, which is tough on the older guys. And I'm like, you're not that old, play. And so he's playing, and that's great news.
Well, let me ask you something, because there are a lot of people that might be listening to this program or watching this program that are, you know, going to the Horseshoe or Bally's to play in some of these events. Is there either a plus EV strategy or something that you always fall back on when it comes to entering these tournaments and playing?
Try to find the weakest field that you can. So don't buy in for $5,000, $10,000 tournaments if you don't have a long history of success in $1,000 tournaments. And cash games. I'm going to pull back the curtain here. My son's 14. It's true. He got a 5 on his AP calculus exam. So he's pretty smart, but he'd be a winning poker player. And here's how. Just by playing short stack. So if you go in and play a typical Vegas game, if you're playing deep stack, you got 200 big blinds. It's incredibly complex. If you're playing with like 30 to 50 big blinds, it's so easy because now someone raises, you get the 5-7 diamonds.
Decisions are made for you.
You throw that in the trash. It's like a chess opening. Everything is memorized. Oh, a guy raises, it's 3 callers. I got ace king. I shove. It's like there's no thinking. It's so easy.
That's a great point. Yeah, decisions are made for you the shorter stack you are.
Yes.
So I can see that being the case. I'm Scott Satterberg. He's Steve Fezzik. It's Fezzik Fridays here on A Numbers Game, in for Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network. Are you going to be playing any of the horse racing tomorrow, Belmont Stakes?
No, but I caveat that. I'm the great aggregator. So if somebody tells me, hey, it's raining and we got a mutter against a horse that doesn't like it, you know, we're going to bet the horse matchup, horse versus horse. And here's why. Because on horse versus horse matchups, usually you're laying -115. Sometimes it's -110 pricing. So it might be like -140 plus 120. So the house edge is that 4.5%. Versus if I try to play like the track bets, now the track's taken out 18%. So if the track took out 18% on a matchup bet, well, I don't even know what that would be. Like, you're laying -160 on each one? No, thank you.
So we have the odds right now for the Belmont Stakes. Sovereignty, who won the Preakness, is your favorite right now. And I've been to the Belmont many times. This is not a typical Belmont because they're still doing construction at Belmont Racetrack. So this is actually being held at Saratoga once again. I believe it's the final year because next year they will be back at Belmont. And the one thing I can say is that it's going to be a little bit smaller crowd, obviously, because Saratoga is not as big as Belmont. But also, it's a smaller track.
Yes.
It's not a mile and a half anymore. It's a mile and a quarter. So it's a little bit different when it comes to handicapping. More handicapping, by the way, on the Belmont Stakes will be coming up. VSiN at the Track live on the VSiN YouTube channel coming up at 2:10 Eastern time. But I want to tell you about what's going on in our friends at First Bet, because you can play in the free First Bet and VSiN Belmont Stakes Pick'em Challenge. Enter your picks for Saturday's top races to win great prizes, up to a $500 wagering voucher from First Bet. All you got to do is head over to vsin.com/Belmont to play. That's vsin.com/Belmont. And I'm not exactly giving away some secrets here, but I would listen to what Mike Somich and Patrick Maher tell you are the bets, and I would just play that in the contest.
I got to say, actually, I'm gonna come over the top, and I'm gonna like somewhat disagree, because everyone's gonna do that because these guys are so good.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I used to say nobody wins at horse racing, and now I say nobody wins except for Mike Somich. All right.
And
Patrick Maher is awesome as well. So people do beat it. Typically, they beat it, pro bettors, with rebates and the like. But these guys have just been incredible.
Yeah, VSiN at the Track coming up 2:10 Eastern time live on the VSiN YouTube channel. He's Steve Fezzik. It is a Fezzik Friday here on A Numbers Game. I'm Scott Satterberg in for Gil Alexander. Coming up next, we're going to get to the best bets, and we're going to recap everything that we've talked about here on this program. NBA Finals. Game number 2 is on Sunday, so we have a couple of days off before game number 2. But game number 2 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight. Plus, Major League Baseball, full slate of games tonight. And season wins bets, all coming up next here on A Numbers Game.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back here on A Numbers Game, I'm Scott Satterberg in for Gil Alexander, joined in studio by pro bettor Steve Fezzik. It is a Fezzik Friday here on the program. And as Gil does each and every show, and as we will do as well, we're going to get to the best bets. And we're going to start with Steve Fezzik's Major League Baseball win total. Now, we talked earlier this hour about adjusted win totals, how you like to look at the market, like to look at the schedule and play these adjusted win totals throughout the season. So what is your best bet right now on a Major League Baseball team's adjusted win total?
Boston Red Sox set up under 79 and a half. Go. We are betting the Red Sox under. That's how Raz does their setup and go right angle sports. But it makes a lot of sense. The Red Sox aren't any good. The Red Sox are 30 and 34. They're four games below 500 currently. If they played 500 the rest of the year, so if they play better, they're only going to win 79 games and we're going to win our bet. But there's no reason to think, with Bregman currently injured, although there's a little bit of favorable news about his injury and him coming back a little earlier than expected. But you know what? By the time he gets back, it's going to be too late. Look at the schedule. The next 15 games for these poor Red Sox, they got Yankees. Then they're playing Tampa Bay. Then they're playing the Yankees again. And then, oh, by the way, go out to the coast, hang out, and lose to San Francisco and Seattle. By the time that 15-game stretch is over, they could have just gone 5-10, and it's going to be sell time come mid-summer.
I was just looking at strength of schedule numbers for the remainder of the season. Boston, the fourth most difficult strength of schedule remaining over their final 98 games. So it goes right in line
with what you're thinking. We have consensus. You're aboard?
We have consensus. Even though the Red Sox were a team I bought in on before the season, I bet the Red Sox to make the playoffs, but it's a completely different team right now.
I did as well, and it's very important. You hear this all the time. Well, I picked this team before the year to do so-and-so. Like, I'm in this season win contest at the Westgate. I'm like, Red Sox over 86.5, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
that's going to leave a sexy scar. Great.
Yep. Fourth most difficult remaining stretch of schedule. Three against Detroit, three against the Cubs, 13 against the Yankees, three against the Dodgers, three against the Phillies, and three against the Padres amongst their most difficult opponents. What about a play for tonight's games in Major League Baseball, Fez?
In Scooball, we trust. So I don't want any bullpen nonsense. I don't want to go extra innings. I want to get it over in the first five innings. And it seems like whenever Scooball pitches, he wins 1-0, 2-0. It's 1-1. I'm going to lay the wood. I'm not going to lay the half run. It's fine if you want to, but I personally, my own bet, -185, Detroit Tigers, first five against the Chicago Cubs.
Scooble has been just incredible this season. I talk about there's value on so many other guys that I love in the futures market or in the awards market to win the Cy Young. And then I just laugh and I'm like, they're all going to lose to Tarik Skubal again. Like, he's been so incredible this year. If you just look at his game logs and the Cubs, obviously the Cubs have a good offense. They might pose a threat here. But Skubal hasn't allowed an earned run in his last two starts. We're looking at 16 consecutive innings of no runs allowed. In his start before that against St. Louis, he did allow three earned runs. Two of them, though, came in the bottom of the fifth inning. And guess what? Tigers still won the first five in that game. So anytime you're back in Tarik Skubal, I will co-sign this, especially with, you know, as well as the Tigers are playing right now. I'm going to start in Major League Baseball and get to my best bets. And I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Rays -150 on the money line against the Miami Marlins. Marlins are coming off that three-game sweep at the hands of the Colorado Rockies. They couldn't be lower in the market. If I were making this line, it'd be a lot higher than -150. Let's be honest. The Rays are coming off one of the more ridiculous walk-off wins that we're going to see. Ground ball to first base becomes a two-run RBI walk-off. They sweep the Rangers in three games there at Tampa. They've done an incredible job at home this year. Plus, they're comfortable at home. They played more home games than anybody in baseball. Zach Littell on the mound for the Rays and Edward Cabrera going for the Marlins. Cabrera's been decent, which is why this line is not as high as it would have been if it were somebody else. But Zach Littell is also a guy for the Rays, much better at home than he is on the road. So that's where I want to back the Tampa Bay Rays. That's my best bet in Major League Baseball for tonight. For the Stanley Cup Final, game number two tonight, I'm going to play the Edmonton Oilers to take a 2-0 series lead, but I am going to play them on the puck line. Not only am I playing them on the -1.5, which has been an extremely profitable trend in this Stanley Cup playoffs. If you look at the favorites, in games that the favorite has won here in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, 51 games the favorites have won with the Oilers winning game number one. 35 of them have covered -1.5 on the puck line.
Because you pull your goalie with like 4 minutes to play.
Exactly. Yeah. But not only that, And right now you can get north of plus 200 odds on the Oilers minus a goal and a half because this is such an evenly lined game. If you want to take an alternate spread at minus 2.5, you can get north of $3. And of those wins by the favorites here in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I mentioned 35 have covered the 1.5. 24 of them have covered 2.5 goals. If I told you you were 24-26, but on average, every one of those 24 wins was over plus 300, you'd be sitting pretty right now, Fez.
You wouldn't. Let's try to get plus 300 on the minus 1.5. I'm going to ask you to hold back a little bit when you bet these and wait, because I like the Panthers to score first because they lost game one.
And that's a trend that our very own Jonathan Davis has been on. You can check out his article at VSiN.com. It's been very profitable. The team that loses the game scores first in the next game.
So bang, 1-0 Florida. Then we lay 1.5 and get plus 330.
That is a great option. Or you can do the JD special, as I call it, which is playing the minus 1.5 on both sides prior to the game. And think about that. You can get minus 1.5 for the Edmonton Oilers in this game. And as I mentioned, you're getting over $2 of pricing on that. And then you could look to the alternate puck line and play the Panthers at minus a goal and a half.
If you think the Panthers are going to win, you're getting
plus 200 on that as well.
So for football bettors that play pleasers, where instead of teasing and getting an extra 6 points, you're pleasing these teams and you're laying 1.5. And where does it make the most sense when you have a ton of variance, which we're getting in these playoffs because of the decision to pull all these goaltenders?
And the other prop I'm going to play, and this is probably the best bet of my best bets, is Leon Draisaitl to go over 2.5 shots on goal. This cashed in game number one. He had 4 shots on goal. I thought this cashed in the first period, but they do stat corrections all the time in the NHL where they review it at the end of the period and they say, you know what? That shot deflected off somebody's skate or stick, so we're going to give somebody else the shot on goal. But he had 2 shots on goal in the first period alone in game number one. Really was 3. It got taken away. So he had 4 shots on goal, the 2 goals, including the game winner in overtime. You guys already know, I've talked about it ad nauseum, how much I'm on Leon Draisaitl to win the Conn Smythe Award with the 2 goals that he had in game number one. With all due respect to Sam Bennett, I do like the Oilers to win this series and Draisaitl to win the Conn Smythe. So the best bet of the best bets would be Draisaitl over the 2.5 shots on goal. Minus 175 right now is the juice. And then looking to Sunday's game number 2 of the NBA Finals, we're on the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first quarter. We're going to lay the 4. And we're specifically, we're going to fade the Indiana Pacers. Pacers team total under 25.5 in the first quarter. The trends. This postseason, when the home team loses game number 1, in game number 2, they are outscoring their opponents 31-17 in the first quarter. If you want to go back years, start with the post-COVID season, 2021. Home team loses game number 1, they win the first quarter in game number 2, 29-23. So either way you slice it, this has been a historically profitable trend. And in this postseason alone, just looking at these teams that are in the NBA Finals, Fez, the Pacers, twice, they win on the road, upset fashion in game number 1 against the Cavs and against the Knicks. Against the Cavs in game number 2, they only scored 15 points in the first quarter. They get dominated. In game number 2 against the Knicks, they do score 24 points, still goes under 25.5, and they lose the first quarter. And then for the Thunder, who lost game 1 to the Nuggets, they dominate the first quarter in game number 2, 41-21 or 45-21.
I love this bet so much. The Indiana first quarter under 25.5. Scott, I'm going to bet it. And when it wins, I'm taking you out to dinner. You can go to Michael's over at South Point, or you can go to Hank's at Green Valley Ranch. But if it's Michael's, it's got to be a Monday. Hanks, it's got to be Wednesday because I want 50% off points.
Oh, my goodness. He's Steve Fezzik. It is a Fezzik Friday here on A Numbers Game. The best bets brought to you by GBank. Introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card and in the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You're going to get $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet's going to give you a $100 deposit match, and VSiN will complete the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through October 31st. That's a $200 value. The $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSIN. Head to VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. Coming up next, right after a numbers game, it is Money Moves with our very own Stormy Juan Antoni and Jonathan Von Tobel. Mr. JVT's got thoughts on last night's historic comeback here by the Pacers. Curious to get JVT's best bets for game number two of the NBA Finals. Jeremy Plonk will join the show with his best bets for the Belmont Stakes. Then stick around for prop points at 2 p.m. and make it rain with Adam Schein, 3 to 4 Eastern, right here on VSiN. For Steve Fezzik, I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's been a pleasure sitting in for Gil here on a numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.